Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. Have an update I want to share with you guys regarding the imminent pole shift that's going to occur someday. It's happened before in the past. It's going to happen again in the future. It's just what's going to happen during the pole shift. A expert explains that the Earth's magnetic field might be on the verge of flipping. We're going to come back and take a look at this article here in just a moment, dated yesterday, November 28th of 2023. As always, I have bonus video footage to share with you guys of mysterious observations made in the day and nighttime skies. But first, over here at the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Carlos Skywatcher out of Portugal. This is the recent full moon visible from his location in Portugal. They call this the Beaver Full Moon. Thank you, Carlos. Really appreciate that. And checking in on the GOES X-ray flux, all quiet the last 24 hours following a massive M-class solar flare that was Earth-directed. And here's looking at the Earth-facing side of the sun. This is in a different wavelength. I wanted to show you guys this huge coronal hole. This is also going to send strong energy towards the Earth that could spark geomagnetic storms. And you can see what's coming our way. There are three large plasma waves headed directly towards the Earth. However, these two right here are not going to miss the Earth. They are expected to impact the magnetic shields sometime on the 1st or 2nd. So, high-latitude sky watchers, be on the lookout for possible auroras coming up in the next 72 to 96 hours. Checking in on the Schumann resonance, all quiet the last 24 hours. Hopping over to the Yellowstone supervolcano caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano. A little bit of activity up here in the northeastern entrance. And then once again, at Mammoth Vault, we're seeing small earthquake activity. Other than that, pretty quiet at the supervolcano caldera. Have a couple of videos I want to share with you guys of unique observations in the day and nighttime skies. This first video comes out of Spring, Texas. It was sent in by Emma. It goes back to November 11th of 2023 at 10 o'clock p.m. This video has narration, and here we go.
You see it? Come out here, look. Dude, what is that?
I'm videoing it.
Is that in flames? You see that? What is that? Is that on fire? It just stopped. It's going. Oh my gosh. Are you recording this?
I've recorded it.
Keep recording. Don't stop.
You could tell that Emma was very taken back by what she saw in the sky. There were witnesses that also observed this mysterious light in the sky above Spring, Texas. A couple of weeks ago, not quite sure what we're looking at here. It could have been a very large Chinese lantern, if in fact that's what this was. I'm not quite sure what Emma saw above Spring, Texas on the night of November 11th of 2023. I want to take you guys now up to Michigan. Video footage sent in by Kevin out of Canton, Michigan, November 25th of 2023, when he looked up and saw this very unique sky, another big void in the sky that starts and stops for mysterious reasons. You can see where it stopped right there, almost as if something went through the sky that kind of came out of nowhere. And I also have more video footage of the same type of phenomena. Here we go. More examples. Michelle and Jonathan out of Florida, November 19th of 2023. It looks like a big cobra up in the sky. Just another mysterious void. What created that void? If it would have been an airplane, you would have thought it would have continued on. But here's another example of an even longer one. Sandy out of Tennessee. Notice the same thing in the sky above Tennessee. A mysterious void. This photo here was sent in by Anonymous. Not sure where this photo was taken. But you can see two more examples of these mysterious voids in the daytime sky, in the clouds. It almost looks as if something disturbed the clouds and then kind of disappeared, maybe in an upward motion, leaving the clouds all together. Eve out of Ivernus, Florida, November 19th of 2023. More of these mysterious observations in the clouds and the sky above Earth. And once again, these photos here were sent in by Eve out of Florida. Thank you guys. Great observations. And now back to the feature story. Is Earth's magnetic field on the verge of flipping over here at sciencealert.com? Article dated November 28th of 2023. It goes on to say the Earth's magnetic field plays a big role in protecting people from hazardous radiation and geomagnetic activity that could affect satellite communication and the operation of power grids. Scientists have studied and tracked the motion of the magnetic poles for centuries. The historical movement of these poles indicates a change in the global geometry of the Earth's magnetic field. It may even indicate the beginning of a field reversal, a flip between the north and south magnetic poles. Here's a graph. This is a map showing how far the magnetic North Pole has moved over the last 192 years. And here's the thing. I'm going to scroll down to the last paragraph of this article. That's kind of the meat and potatoes of the article. Scientists map and track the overall shape and orientation of Earth's magnetic field using local measurements of the field's orientation and magnitude. And more recently, models. The location of the North Magnetic Pole has moved by about 600 miles. Since the first measurement was taken back in 1831, that would be 192 years ago. And coming over here to Google Earth, I measured 600 miles. This is about how far it's wandered in the last 192 years. But here's the thing. The location of the North Magnetic Pole has moved about 600 miles, but it's the speed at which it's moving each year has increased exponentially. It has increased from 10 miles per year to 34 miles per year. And that brings up the question, at what point at that speed, does the magnetic field finally do a reversal that it's done many times throughout the Earth's history? Here's the question that everybody has. What would happen during a magnetic pole reversal, a pole shift? Would there be large tsunamis? Would there be large earthquakes and things like that? I don't necessarily think so, not involving a magnetic pole reversal. The biggest thing would be the radiation and things like that coming through the Earth's shields. The shields would weaken, allowing cosmic rays and radiation to enter the atmosphere, coming all the way down to ground level. That would not be good. And the second thing would be the damage to satellites that are orbiting the Earth that provide a certain lifestyle that everybody's gotten used to down here on the Earth. And those would definitely be interfered with as well. To what degree, that would remain to be seen. But anyway, the magnetic north is moving much faster than it ever has been, going from 10 miles per year to 34 miles per year. It's more than doubled here in the last few years. It's moving much faster. So again, at what point does it finally decide to do a pole reversal, something that we've been watching for years and will continue to watch for many, many more? And I'd like to give a big shout out to the newest Blue Star members, Brian Garcia, Animal Lover Forever. And I'd also like to give a big shout out to the newest Green Star members. And I've got several to do. I'm going to do some today and some tomorrow. IGY6, new Green Star member, Olaf, Roxanne, Polenta R. Forrest, Savvy Crafter, Tracy Underwood, Christoph Kaludist, DMCX, D Lemons, Hex OG, SCR Dakar Brown, and AZ Watchwoman 777. Those are the newest Green Star members. And if you guys would be interested in becoming a star member, you can find the link to do so down below in the description box and the comment section of this video. Thanks for the photos and videos, guys. Really appreciate it. Keep them coming. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says "Have a large video." It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.